Blog Talk Radio.
Future.
Hello. So this is my first show. Joy Clarion. Show about astrology, herbs, and tarot. Okay. So how did I get into this stuff? I would like to say that I've had various experiences, spiritual experiences, that would let me just lead me to believe that there is more to life than just what I thought I knew. So, having that been said, I think it's like the allure of the tarot cards, the astrology, the herbs. They're definitely where something to call me. Ever since I was young, I've always been into the horoscopes, the zodiac. So I'm a Scorpion. And I just always thought, like, when I read it, like, oh, okay, that really does suit my personality. So I think it started very early on with me. I wouldn't say that Joy Clarion's background was very religious, although there was belief in God, there was belief in the Bible. No one really in my family went to church regularly. My mother, I would say she would go, but she was pretty infrequent with it. So it's kind of like we did our own thing with that. I don't even think most, like, I was raised by my grandparents. I don't really think that most of us really read the Bible like that. It's just kind of been what was passed down from their parents. So, yeah, prayer was definitely something that I got used to, a lot of prayer. So I grew up in that. But it was very lax. We weren't really strict, quote-unquote, Bible people or anything like that. Because, like I said, no one really went to church regularly. So it was kind of like a fear of getting into this stuff, because, you know, in the Bible, it does shine, it kind of gives a frown to go into things like astrology, because they consider that divination, or like tarot, like I just, you know, wouldn't go there, like, and then I thought, okay, tarot people, what do they know, like they seem like they could be making it up. So I was very young at these ideas, so I guess I would reconsider everything would be when I was, like, 26. About 26, 27. I just started really figuring out what it is I thought I knew. Joy Clarion really, really thought about this. And, you know, I've had spiritual experiences that would let me to believe otherwise. So I was like, there's more to this than just the Bible. So, okay, so I went to a few psychics in the past. They never really have been that convincing to me. For me, maybe around, like, 28. I think 28. I had went to see someone that was recommended, through, like, a friend of the family. So I went to New York, and we seen, like, this shaman, like, this shaman. So I went there with friends, and I'm like, this guy is really on point. I mean, he had me, like, touch a glass, and he kind of looked through things in, like, this murky water, and it's just the things he knew. It was almost like he could see into our, into our apartment. I was just like, wow, this is a little bit, I mean, I was excited the whole time. He was highly recommended. Like, a friend of the family really vouched for this person. So I'm like, okay, this guy seems to really be on it. I think, let's see, where did he have me on that I was just, like, convinced, okay, there's something into this. Now I'm, like, really thinking about it. But he did say, he was, like, describing my apartment, like how it looked, the color of my bed sheets. He got detailed to where I'm like, I couldn't. He knew about problems I was having that I told no one about. I want to say, just, you know, been having issues with my reproductive area, so to speak. Like, he just knew that. And then he, like, recommended me, like, this herb, bought it right there. And I'm like, wow, like, how often did you go to someone, but later on, maybe a couple weeks afterward, it starts to dissipate, and my menstrual came on regularly, because I had an issue and my menstrual wasn't coming on regularly. So I'm like, okay, there's something here. But I really started to get into tarot more. I was like, let me get into this. You know, seen another psychic. They dealt more with palmistry and the cards. And I'm just, like, fascinated because she's real good. I go to her more regularly because the Bishop Shaman person is a little bit more expensive. But I started to think, like, okay, you know, what is it about these things that the Bible is, and I remember a while back I was reading the Book of Enoch. And that's considered, like, an agnostic text, an agnostic text, like, a part of the Apocrypha, that is not of the Bible, or, like, they don't consider it of the Bible. The Roman Catholic Church had made that distinction during the Council of Nicaea, I think it was, like, four CE, or I'm sure someone knows a little bit more than I do at this moment, but canon of the Bible. So anyway, the Book of Enoch did resurface in the Dead Sea Scrolls. I'm going to give you a little bit of update. And in this book, it has a lot of, like Genesis-type references, where it is kind of similar to the Old Testament and the Bible. And I'm reading it, and this is kind of like how it describes probably the flood on, it seems like it's giving you more background, like the tale of the Book of Enoch on why God destroyed us with flood. And out of all the reasons, I'll never forget this, I was like, okay, there's like a list of reasons that was going on. Out of all these reasons, it seemed like to learn astrology is what was the cause of Marcus for death. Like, these people were complaining, they were complaining that there were these giants, these Nephilim, caused great havoc. These giants had to be, 7 to 16 feet tall. I mean, they were just rambunctious. They were raping men. They were just going all crazy. They were eating. There was reports that they were eating people, being cannibalistic. And the people were in such distress that they started praying. And they prayed on, like, unison, to where the heavens heard, like, the Most High, like, he heard, or, like, whoever the angels or representatives are, they heard it, like, so, like, they can hear your prayer. But it almost seemed like it was a nuisance, because it's, like, the cries were so great of mankind, it's almost like, you know, like, they didn't want to be bothered, I guess, but it's just, like, a tone in the book when I was reading it, like, okay, it seems like they didn't want to really listen to us. But so we're going on, it seemed like they didn't care. It was only to when the fallen angels had taught the people astrology, like the arts of astrology, like the stars of probably where they came from, like these fallen angels. Oh, all hell went broke loose. Like, all right, now we getting marked for death. Like, the people came for help in their prayer to get relieved of these giants, but instead we all got marked for death. As far as the flood, everybody wiped out. This is the story, so to speak, all because of astrology. I'm like, wow, like, it just gave me a new opinion of the whole Bible, and really just, like, this whole thing about astrology, like, what is astrology like? So, I mean, it just got me to thinking. It seems harmless. Like, it's just telling you where we are in our galaxy. Just the movements of the stars, and it's just how nature goes. It's like monitoring the weather and the seasons. Like, how could that be a detriment to the gods or, you know, the sea god? Like, how could that be a problem? And then, like, we're sitting with tarot cards. Tarot cards have pictures on them. Their cards are pictures. Like, how is that an issue to work with? It seemed like if you got a problem with tarot, it almost was like you had a problem being a almost like it's like they don't want you to know these tools of how to better your life, right? Like, just how to use your own spirit without them, I guess. So, I don't know. It's just like some really deep stuff that I got into. So, you know, really thinks about things. So, I was like, let me give this few things a second thought. And then the herbs, too, because the fallen angels taught us herbs. They taught us a lot of different things. They taught us astrology, herbs, you know, things that you would take in to heal yourself, like plant remedies. They taught us beauty. They taught the women about makeup, like how to be beautiful. One thing you could probably argue is, well, like, they taught us that was not really beneficial for our species is warfare. I mean, that could be debated, but, I mean, that's probably one thing you like, they shouldn't have taught us, you know, warfare. But aside from that, it's just like, you know, they were really the teachers of, like, science. I mean, you think about science, like, every good thing that we have, right, it seems like, of, you know, like, an intellectual nature. They gave us the keys. They taught us these things just to be with the Earth Woman, to take the Earth Woman as their wives. It's kind of like the trade-off. So, I mean, that was a big no-no. But now we have these, we still have these arts. So, like, what was the point of destroying us with flood the first time? We still have it. It's like, you can't take away our ability to learn. Like, it's still, like, the free will of mankind wants to learn these things. And I want to learn these things now because I'm like, this sounds like this is going to help me out in my life. I'm learning. I'm a learner of tarot. I mean, I got a couple of decks here. They're not the traditional rider cards. I think there's a traditional rider, white or... Anyway, I don't use that traditional. But I use, like, various other decks. And the principle of tarot, to me, is sound. You basically use your intuition, which means, like, it's kind of like the art is just flowing and letting things happen at random, but not, like, putting too much. But it's kind of like just letting the energy, being more focused on your energy and feel of things rather than just trying to use your, you know, your rational mind all the time. So it seemed like it's more of an art than anything. And you're really using your intuition or your instinct to draw inferences, you know, with the cards, based on your life, based on other people's lives, if you're doing it for other people. And then, like, the herbs, I mean, most of our medicine here, Western medicine, comes from plants anyway. Like, big pharma derives most of what they derive from plants. They extract things. I mean, we wouldn't have medicine if it weren't for plants. So I guess we say all this to say, like, I guess it's worth re-examining, if you come from a similar background as me, like, it's worth re-examining these things. I'm not trying to really judge, like, you know, Bible people. But I just can't say that, you know, the issue is dead for me. I just think there's more to learn and more to question than maybe we would have, you know, led to believe. So that's kind of, like, my stance, my intro. Yeah, I'm just really inquisitive about these three things. So I feel like you combine the three things of astrology, herbs, and tarot to better understand yourself, plan out your life accordingly, even gain some energy, like gain like motivation. I mean, this is exciting stuff. Like it makes me propelled onto my, you know, it just gives me more energy, like, because I mean, I guess that's what it speaks to me in my soul. But you may be someone who just discredits all this stuff, right? But I say before you do, always listen to something before you say no to it. Like, you know, even with the Bible, like, maybe new to the Bible. I just open out the invitation for people to just, like, look things up for themselves rather than take other people's words for it. So it's just, like, look into these things. Like, really find out what they're about, like, and make your own decision. And that goes for everything. It goes without saying, for, you know, I think it's across the board, but I think just think we need to be able, as people, to have conversations about all this that could benefit our society, our species. It's about, like, relieving suffering for me. So Joy Clarion will learn different religions. She will learn different things that could benefit her life and the people that she cares about. I just didn't want to limit my healing to, like, one thing, you know, in this case, the Bible, Because I haven't really had good experiences, you know, with that. Like, you know, most of my prayers were never really, I don't know, it just seemed like the prayers just lacked energy, it just lacked anything. I mean, maybe occasionally something will happen for me, but it just didn't seem like it was my spirituality. Like, when I started getting into this stuff, like, I feel more alive now. Like, I feel like this is ringing true for me. So, to each his own, like I said, I'm going to play a song that I think sums up everything I just said about, you know, these three topics that my show will definitely delve into more deeply. This is Coldplay. This is one song I like from them. It's called Talk. And if you ever seen the video for this song, it's about, I guess, like, they're in space and they meet, like, this robot alien that they kind of, like, it looks like they're bringing back to life or waking it up or something like, you know, just one, like, a peaceful ambassador, like, hey, we're humans, we just want to have a conversation with you. I guess, like, the best foot forward, right, for mankind, right? I just always like that positive attitude for the song. All right, so without further ado, let me cut the song for you guys.
Mm-hmm.